Today, the General Accounting Office, the investigative and auditing arm of Congress, announced that it will sue the White House. The GAO wants information about meetings Vice President Cheney had while formulating energy policy. This will be the first time that the GAO has ever sued the White House for documents. To explain how this works, NPR's Nina Totenberg joins us. Nina, the GAO has not actually sued yet, have they?
No, they haven't sued yet, but the decision to sue was announced today in a letter to Capitol Hill that was written by the Comptroller of the United States, David Walker, who rather significantly is a Reagan Republican. In that letter, he said that Vice President Cheney's refusal to provide requested information, quote, undercuts the important principles of transparency and accountability in government. The Energy Task Force, he said, was paid for with government funds, appropriated by Congress, was staffed largely by government personnel assigned from various agencies, and thus is subject to oversight by Congress. Were the vice president's arguments to prevail, he said, any administration seeking to insulate its activities from public scrutiny could do so by simply assigning those activities to a working group under White House control.
Well, what exactly is the GAO asking for?
Well, you know, that's kind of an interesting question. Over the weekend, Vice President Cheney made a round of appearances on the Sunday talk shows and explained his refusal to turn over the requested information. Let's listen to a bit of that. Here he is on Fox News Sunday.
What I object to and what the president's objected to and what we've told the GAO we won't do is make it impossible for me or future vice presidents to ever have a conversation in confidence with anybody without having ultimately to tell a member of Congress what we talked about and what was said. You just cannot accept that proposition without putting a chill over the ability of the president and vice president to receive unvarnished advice.
Now, Robert, you might think from that description that what the GAO is seeking is a record of internal communications between White House personnel. But it turns out that is not what the GAO is looking for. It isn't even seeking communications from outsiders to the White House. As Mr. Walker put it in his letter today, quote, we are not seeking the minutes of these meetings or related notes of the vice president's staff. What the GAO is seeking, and this is stated in a letter to the vice president from Walker last August, what the GAO is seeking, he said, is logs of the meetings to determine who was present at each meeting and when, a list of the professional staff members who worked on the Energy Task Force, who did each member of the task force meet with to gather information, when was the meeting, where was it, and what was the subject of the meeting, and furthermore, what were the costs of the development of this policy.
Well, all of this is happening in the context of the collapse of Enron and Vice President Cheney's meetings with Enron representatives.
Well, the vice president has acknowledged six meetings with people from Enron in the course of formulating the Bush administration's energy policy. Mr. Cheney has accurately noted time after time that there's no indication that any administration official did anything to help Enron. But Democrats want to know how much input Enron had on energy policy. And as one leading Democrat said to me today, what are they hiding? If they didn't do anything wrong, what are they hiding?
And the answer to that question is?
Well, the answer from Vice President Cheney is that presidents have compromised too much in giving information to Congress over the last 35 years. At the same time, though, he says that this request from the GAO is unprecedented. In response to that assertion today, Democratic Congressman Henry Waxman and John Dingell, who've been spearheading this drive, issued a list of 12 instances in the last few years in which the Clinton administration did turn over similar documents to the GAO, everything from the Clinton Health Task Force records to the records of meetings involving pardons to the records of President Clinton's White House Task Force on China trade policy. In short, Robert, hold on. It's going to be a bumpy ride.
Hey, thank you, Nina. NPR's Nina Totenberg.